Men would rather summon the Winged Dragon of War than go to therapy. So, Mai plays a card face down, ends her turn. That's what I was looking for. She thinks her trap card, Gravity Bind, will protect her. Merrick draws and summons Holding Legs. And when it's summoned, it sends all magic and trap cards on the field back to their owner's hand.
Oh, so, God, the exasperated noise I made when he revealed Holding Legs. I'm like, come on, man. Like, just,
Yeah.
Because that's immediately when it became, oh, you're just trying to pin the hot lady to stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking creeps.
Listen, yes, this is definitely what is happening. So, Merrick explains when holding legs and holding arms around the field together. They call for the sacred stone or the huge stone tablet. Okay, basically, they pin the hot girl to a fucking tablet, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't know this was gonna happen.
Yeah, it was just
God damn it, bro. Like, as soon as Holding Legs came out, I exactly what Hannah said. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
I was like,
God damn it. And then a rock appears behind her.
Have a fucking fan service as bondage scene.
Christ. Ugh. So, yeah, they pin Mai to a fucking rock. Like, she's fucking Prometheus giving humans fire. And the cuff sees her wrists and ankles and bind her to the stone. All right, so basically, Mai can't move. This is bullshit also because not only is this not a hologram because it's a shadow duel, as Merrick says. Merrick's like, this isn't a hologram, sweetheart. It's a shadow game, remember? But, like, she can't play the game. She can't grab the cards on her fucking disc. Because she's pinned to a fucking rock. The fuck, bro?
Yup.
And then apparently the holding arms and legs are a monster now. Or they fused into one monster. I don't fuck. Anyway, they attack Mai.
All the rules have, like, gone haywire at this point.
Yeah. So, Mai drops the 800 life points.
Yeah, Pegasus made holding arms and legs during, a meth relapse or something. I can't hold my arms or my legs. I will create a card to make this right.
So, fucking hell. Merrick tells Mai, you're all alone now. Yugi says that's not true. And he activates his Millennium Item. Him and Merrick have a real dick off here. Where they both glow their items at each other, but don't do anything. It's a real, I don't know what what's happening here. It's a real dick measuring contest here. But he's like, anyway, time to awaken Winged Dragon of Ra. And he begins to recite the chant. The sphere glows, then begins to open up. He continues the chant. The English version of this chant is like mid. It's like bad. It feels like it's like written by like a fourth grader. Like that's what it reminded me of a poem I wrote in fourth grade.
Fucking English, which like completely defeats the purpose of it being a secret script.
Right.
Because it's a Kaiba ship, everything's all like bugged to hell. Like
right. Yeah. So he just reads the hieroglyphics in English. I assume in the Japanese version, he just read it in Japanese. There's no. Like, Egyptian version of this, I don't think. Except when Yu-Gi-Oh! Aired in
Egypt.
They
should have made up a secret language. They should have made up a secret, a secret third thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, that, it should have, we should have had a solid, like, Klaatu Narata something, you know?
That'd
like,
be lit.
Yeah.
So, he summons the Winged Dragon of Ra. The real one, so this is actually a big moment in the show. It's the first time we see the real Dragon of Ra summoned. It has 5,400 fucking attack and is way towering over the dueling platform. It's fucking huge. Doesn't skip leg day. He's a fucking unit. Merrick attacks immediately. And Yugi's like, well, Mai's about to lose. And her mind will be trapped in the Shadow Realm forever. He demands that Merrick stop the duel. He's like, your grudge is with me, not her. And Merrick agrees and says, I'm just having a little fun up here. Because he's a cunt. He then tells Yugi not to worry. They'll face each other soon. I don't know, what do you mean, don't worry? That's not what he's worried about, Merrick.
No.
Don't worry. We'll face each other soon. Oh, okay, I'm not worried anymore. All right. Anyway, then he just drops lore pipe about himself. And basically about, he's been waiting to duel the Pharaoh ever since his family insisted that he bear the ancient scriptures on his back, leaving him cursed to carry the secret of the Pharaoh's power until his return. This burden has brought him nothing but suffering and despair. For generations, his family has waited hopelessly for the Pharaoh's return, except for me! Why should I serve some ancient Pharaoh when I hold the key to his power? I shall be king! Mwahahaha! No king, no king, la 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 la. You idiots, there will be a king. I will be
But
king.
You just said...
Stick with me! And you'll never go hungry again! Be prepared!
It's an incredible song.
It's awesome. I love it.
I need to see a drag queen do it, quite frankly.
Ian McShane's greatest moment, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Scar was straight. You don't think Scar was straight.
he wasn't. He wasn't.
He's like real petty and didn't show any no love interest.
No, he did not feel fabulous.
Incredibly well groomed.
Yeah.
Sassy. Yeah.
The sass. Yeah, the sassometer on. Yeah, like he sasses Mustafa.
Yeah.
Mufasa, like immediately, like early on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's just like, he like side eyes.
The way he carries himself through that whole musical number, and like, he even like flicks his wrist around a bunch, considering he's a lion. Oh, he's always fucking with his nails.
He is.
Why did it take me so long to realize? Yeah, Scar is gay as hell.
This goes into like a bigger thing about like why are villains like kind of coded, like
queer
sometimes.
Villains are queer coded a lot. That's
this goes into like a larger discussion point possibly, but yeah. I think
larger,
Scar
less fun discussion point. But Scar,
to be a party pooper, but.
Yeah, Scar's pretty gay though.
Scar's pretty gay. I think about this a lot, especially like in like Final Fantasy, like in Japan, Japanese media.
Yeah.
With like anime and Final Fantasies, like all the villains are like very effeminate or sometimes in a lot of ways. So, but anyway, Scar's gay.
Yep.
Is Jafar gay? I know Jafar was like going after Jasmine or whatever.
I don't think he's gay. He's like a reply guy. He's definitely not. Yeah, he's not. He's like the kind of guy that's like, he's like a magician. He just acts like a, you know, the like street magicians interpersonally. Jafar's a like a more powerful David Blaine.
He's like a butt actually.
Yeah, actually, Scar does kind of look like David Blaine.
Scar kind of does look like David Blaine. I have mixed feelings about David Blaine as a Puerto Rican man.
yeah.
But, anyway. So, Merrick has mixed feelings about the Pharaoh. No, he doesn't. That's not true. He hates him. Merrick, said he will be king, there were shots of Odion in the Japanese that got cut out. So that's interesting.
how dare you? The prettiest man on the show.
Yeah. Yugi thinks he's gotta figure out the secret written on Merrick's back, which is like, that's how you
get
to beat him?
I thought that line delivery was incredible, by the way. It's like, I have to find out what's on his back.
Is that like what we're doing? Like, you're gonna sneak in on him while he's showering and like with a notepad? Like, what the fuck? It was, like, so weird when he said that. Like, that's...
Oh, my God. It was so weird. I died immediately.
Don't you just have to beat him in a card game? Like, why do you have to, like, spy on his back? That's really...
Yeah.
It seems really weird. But, yeah,
Merrick, remove your shirt.
The Pharaoh dictates you remove your clothes.
My millennium eye will see under your cape a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just turn around. Slowly.
Not the whole thing. I won't look at your butt.
Here, you can have a towel for your lower half.
A psychic towel.